Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Tomorrow, students demanding gun safety and an end to gun violence will march in Boston, one of 800 marches happening around the world. The student movement, March for Our Lives, sprang to life following the school shooting last month in Parkland, Florida. The Boston March is expected to be among the biggest, attracting thousands of students, parents, teachers, and advocates. And WBUR's Edify reporter Carrie Young is covering the march here in Boston. She joins us now. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
So tell us what we can expect from the march tomorrow.
Well, it's a full-day event. Now, officially, things really kick off around 9 a.m., and that's when marchers are expected to gather at Madison Park High School campus. Then around 11 o'clock, the group will be setting out on what's almost a three-mile walk down Columbus Avenue to Boston Common, where they'll be holding a rally at 2 o'clock. Now, I've been told there are a number of events on the docket, from poetry readings, music and dance, and then also some speeches, though exactly who will be speaking is still being kept private. But we do know there will be local students and teachers.
All right. Do we know anything more about sort of who's going to be participating?
Well, the city says they're expecting about 20,000 to 25,000 people, although according to the Facebook event page, there are about 55,000 people who have expressed interest in coming. Obviously, this is going to be a large showing of students, which means people under 18, but teachers will be there in large numbers. There's a group of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas alumni who will be there, and one interesting addition I just heard about today was healthcare workers. I spoke with Dr. Charles Morris today, who is the chief medical officer at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. He says about 100 people from their facility will be meeting to make signs tomorrow and then marching with the students. And Morris tells me his group is marching to stand in solidarity, but he says they'll be there because firearm violence, no matter where it happens, is an issue of public health.
It's not an issue of Second Amendment or gun rights. This is a genuine threat to the health of the patients for whom we have the privilege to care. And because it's a public health issue, and health is our business, health matters to us, we're all invested in this issue from that perspective.
Now, I also reached out to the Boston Police Department to see if anything special will be organized or planned for the event, and they told me that they'll be handling this like any other large event on the Common.
Now, I understand there's going to be a counter-protest as well. What do we know about that?
Yeah, well, the group known as Resist Marxism is also organizing a gathering at the Common. Now, you may remember that name because they are the same group that organized last year's free speech rallies. By the looks of it, at least according to their Facebook event page, about 100 people say they'll be going to that. And in a statement on their page, they say they'll be there to defend their right to keep and bear arms, adding that they will not, quote, submit to bans on so-called assault rifles or governments using arbitrary lists to infringe upon the Second Amendment.
All right, Carrie. Well, stand by because I want to introduce Vikiana Pettit-Holm. She's a junior at the Boston Latin Academy and one of the co-organizers of tomorrow's march in Boston. And Vikiana, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell me why you decided to co-organize this event. Tell me something about it.
Well, gun violence is an important issue that affects a lot of people in America. Actually, on average, 96 people die from guns every day in America, which is extremely high. And the fact that the youth are given this platform right now is extremely powerful because we're not able to vote yet. We're given this platform to share our opinions and influence the people who can actually vote right now. So I thought it was my personal duty to be part of this movement and to speak for the ones who aren't alive today and to speak for my classmates who have to face gun violence on the way home from school or who don't feel safe to go to school. So,
Vikiana, tell me what you and the other organizers hope to achieve through this event. What would you like to see come out of these marches that are happening all over the world, by the way, as we mentioned?
So here in Massachusetts, we do have the strictest gun laws, and in turn, we have the lowest amount of gun deaths. But there's still more that can be done. So, for example, we don't have an ERPO bill right now, which is something that we're advocating for.
That's an extreme risk protection order bill, right? And this would essentially allow family members to go to a to go to authorities and say, I'm worried about my son or my brother who's acting weird, who's depressed and has a gun and is talking about killing himself, and they could actually take the gun away from him.
Yeah, that's it. So that's House Bill 3610. We're also advocating for Senate Bill 2326, I believe, and that's an education equitability bill. So it's about funding for schools, because gun violence and education, they're really connected. And if we increase more funding into our education system, then we believe that gun deaths will decrease also. So those are the two things we're kind of hoping right now, and the things that we're pushing through this march. And we just want to pressure our lawmakers into taking more action against gun violence, because although we do have the lowest gun deaths in the nation, we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to America, because guns are deeply embedded in American culture, so they're not the best person to compare ourselves to. We need to compare ourselves with the rest of the world.
Carrie, Vikiana, stand by. I want to come back to Carrie for one more question. This movement was catalyzed by the survivors of the Parkland shooting in Florida. You got to speak with them earlier this week when they came to Harvard. Tell me what you heard from them.
I did, yeah. Well, I mean, the one thing that really sticks out to me, especially towards the end of their time at Harvard, was they had this sense of hope. 17-year-old Cameron Caskey said that it's really encouraging to see so many people come together in this country, adding that this march is a clear sign that people are actually unifying rather than being divided.
There's a very bright future ahead when people from our generation keep on asking questions, we keep on speaking, we keep on leading, and we expect Western politics and the whole conversation involved to be a much better place than the one we were given.
Vikiana, I want to come back to you for just one more question. Of course, this movement sprang up after the shootings in Parkland. Sadly, school shootings, mass shootings have become almost routine in this country. Often after these tragedies, people demand action on gun safety. Nothing happens. This feels different. This moment is still alive. I mean, this movement is still alive. What explains that? How do you explain that?
I think it's mostly due to the fact that there's more youth involvement this time. Youth are actually stepping up and being the leaders of the change, and we're not going to just let this go after the march. We're going to keep fighting. And so one thing we've seen is Somerville High School, they've done Walkout Wednesdays, and that will continue to happen until change is made, even after the march. You know, we're continuously fighting for change, and youth have more of a say, and we're a generation that have grown up with gun violence, and it's something that we've seen since we were little and something that we've been trying to protect ourselves from since we were little. So I think we have more invested more into this.
Well, Vikiana Petit-Holm is a junior at the Boston Latin Academy and one of the co-organizers of the march in Boston tomorrow. Vikiana, thanks for joining us and good luck to you.
Thank you.
And Carrie Young, Edify reporter for WBUR. She'll be covering the event tomorrow. Carrie, thanks for
coming
in. Appreciate it.